Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
The power of a podcast extends well beyond plugging in the mic. So if you're ready to learn how it can help you build a big business, then I'm your best friend. Hi, I'm Joanne Bolt, and I am obsessed with all things podcasting and creating an unapologetically big revenue business with it. From podcast guesting to podcast hosting and everything in between, we're going to dive into it all and show you step by awesome step how using a podcast can and will grow your business. So grab a glass of wine and pop your headphones on, because girlfriend, happy hour has begun here on The B Word. Welcome back to The B Word, everyone. I wanted to give you a little bit of a sneak peek into last week's Facebook and Instagram ads class that we held in the Podcast Her Network community. And the reason that I wanted to peek behind the curtains with you is because I feel so strongly that in order to grow your personal brand or your business, you just can't do it organically any longer. I know we would all love to think that we can, but the truth is, until you reach a certain level where you've got a million followers on Instagram, or your, you know, TikTok account is just so viral that people are finding you on their own, an ad strategy is a piece of the business that you really should implement. So in order to do that here at Podcast Her, we brought in Heather Aaron. And I can personally attest that since we've brought Heather in, I mean, it's so easy. She gives us her recommendations on what the budget should be. And we've got budgets for things that almost any size business could accommodate, right? Like, we started out at $10 a day. Yes, we're up to more than that now. But when we first began, it was $10 a day on our budget. And in a 15-day time span, I added over 300 people to my database. And that's really important as a business owner to pay attention to, because you own your email list. No one can take that away from you. So if Instagram gets hacked, or TikTok goes down, or YouTube stops playing, you can still communicate with your people. So for us, an ad strategy makes a lot of sense. Take a peek, see what you think. And of course, if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram. I am at It's Joanne Bolt.
So before we even dive into the different campaign types, here are the things that the businesses that I have worked with have really placed a focus on. And the ones that focus on these things tend to see better results with their ads. So the first thing is that you want to have very clear messaging. And this is going to help you, you know, across the board with all of your social media posts, your email marketing, anything in your marketing. But you want to make sure that your messaging is really, really clear, and you know your ideal client back and forth, so that everything that you put out speaks directly to them. And the second thing is, the people that do really well actually have a presence on Facebook and Instagram, and they're consistently posting, they're posting valuable content, and they focus on attracting the audience that way, then nurturing them with their content. And then, you know, that gets people to engage. And then the third thing is email marketing. So you want to attract people through your social, your organic social, and then get them to your email as soon as you can. And then you want to be consistent. You want to share value there as well and consistently nurture that list. And then finally, before you jump into ads at all, you want to have a converting offer, and it should be converting organically before you put any money behind your ads at all. Because ads are really not a fix for a funnel that's not working or an offer that's not, you know, really working yet. Ads are going to amplify everything that you already have going on in your business. So if you have these things in focus and you're concentrating on these, then you should be good to go. Okay, so Joanne brought this up. So I get this question a lot. What is the difference between boosting a post versus running an ad in Ads Manager? And the difference there's really no difference when people see it in the feed. It looks the same as any other ad. It all says sponsored, but I'm going to run through the differences so you can see why you shouldn't boost posts. Okay, so here's kind of like a little comparison. So when you boost a post, it's really like just concentrated more on getting reach on that post. So you're taking the post that you've already put on your page or on Instagram and you pay for more people to see it. Like I said, it's considered an ad. You see it as sponsored. The audience targeting and reporting are just not as detailed, but it's easier. So that's why people do it. And Facebook really tries to entice you. But I really encourage people not to do this because you're really just going to throw money away. So it's better for you to set up your ads manager because you can create your ads from scratch. You can even use like a post ID for a post, and then you're pretty much boosting it, but then you're able to see a lot more things in Ads Manager. With running an ad, you have way more advanced customization options. So you're going to have more placements. You can choose where you're going to show your ad, ad objectives, which we're going to get into in detail. And you just have more creative control. So you can, you know, try different headlines. You can use different copy, different images, that kind of stuff. And then you have way more advanced targeting options to make things like really, really detailed. And then, like I said, your reporting options, you can set up your reports how you want to see them. You could see way more detail in terms of data. So I highly, highly suggest that you never boost and you run your ads through Ads Manager. Okay, so when you're going through the types of campaigns, when you click that little campaign, new campaign button or whatever it says, I don't have it in front of me right now, but when you are creating a campaign, you'll either see this old menu or you're going to see the new menu. I think Facebook has rolled out this new menu to everybody at this point because I don't see it in any other client accounts where it looks like this. But essentially, they used to break it down by like where people are in your sales funnel. So like awareness, consideration, and conversion. Now, all this stuff is still all in here. It's just broken down differently. The big question is like, how do I know what campaign objective to choose? And this is the most important thing before you start running campaigns. You really need to know what your goal is with running ads. So it could be, you know, any one of these things here, or it could be something else, but these are the very common ones, which is brand awareness. So getting in front of your audience and growing your audience. Do you want leads? Do you want to have people purchase something or watch your videos? But you just kind of want to know like, what action do I want people to take from my ad? And then that's going to give you your answer. And this will probably make more sense once I go into the different types of campaigns, but this is really, really important. So don't move forward with starting a campaign without knowing this, because you could target all the right people. And if you're using the wrong objective, your ads are not going to get served to the right people to get the results that you want. So I don't know if it'll make sense just yet, but like if you want somebody to buy something, you're not going to use a traffic campaign to just send traffic there, because then Facebook is just going to say, okay, I just want to find the people that want to, that'll be more likely to, you know, click on this ad. It won't be, I'll find the people who are more likely to purchase when they see this ad. I hope that makes sense. We're going to dive into all the types of campaigns. Okay, so the first one is awareness. Now, when you click on the little awareness button there to choose that, all this stuff will pop up over here in Ads Manager. And then you can hover over these little, you know, information things, and it'll give you a little bit more information if you want to dive in further. But awareness campaigns are generally for reach and brand awareness. You can also run video view campaigns through here. This is really important because a lot of people don't pay much attention to brand awareness, and brand awareness is really what, you know, builds the know, like, and trust factor. So, brand awareness. You want to be getting out there. All that great content that you're putting out organically that's really not getting seen because of those pesky algorithms, you can actually get that content out better if you're running Facebook ads. And you can do that with an awareness campaign. So video views are great. They promote your videos so that more eyes get on them and you can tell stories through them. You can tell like all about your business, what you have to offer, basically anything related to your brand. And what I love about them is that you can create an audience of people who watched your videos that you can retarget later. So, you know, for just pennies per video view or even fraction of a penny, you can build a nice retargeting audience. So the next one is traffic campaigns. So I mentioned this before. Now these drive traffic to your website or to a landing page or any page really. And they are great to use if you can't install a pixel. So just examples of when that would be is like if you're an Etsy seller, or if you sell on Amazon, or another good case is like if you are an affiliate for somebody's program and you want to drive sales to get more affiliate sales, well, you can't install your pixel on their website, but you can send traffic to a page. So you can use a traffic campaign for that. Now, when you set it up, once you click this little continue button and you're actually setting up your campaign, it's going to ask if you want to optimize it for link clicks or landing page views. So optimizing is just like how it's going to be tracked. So if you have the pixel, use landing page views. It's better than link clicks, but like I said, no pixel, use the link clicks. Now, this is also a good effective campaign for promoting a blog post or a podcast episode where you can just send people to that URL and then you're getting the benefit of getting those people to your website. So that's building the website audience and it's also giving you brand awareness. So you get a good benefit there. And then, you know, like it says right in here, you can also send people to Messenger and WhatsApp. You can encourage people to call your business. So, you know, different types of businesses, like maybe even restaurants or realtors might want calls. And you can get Instagram followers this way. I don't love that kind of ad just because I like to use ads for other means, like trying to get people onto an email list. But I actually had a client once who she was like, my email list is good. I just want IG followers. And I was like, okay, that's what you want. So we did that. And you just, you know, send people either to an Instagram post or your Instagram profile, and then you can grow your following. But like I said, it's not the best use case of Facebook ads. Okay, so then we have the engagement campaigns. Now, again, a lot of these objectives, you can do similar things. So you can also, with this one, send people to Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. You can use things like ManyChat. So when they get into Messenger, you know, you don't actually have to have a person talking to them. They can just like, you know, go through the little prompts and everything. And this one also allows for video views. So the difference between engagement and awareness for video views is just you're kind of like, you're more wanting engagement on your video views. And you can also send people to a URL when you're using the video views through the engagement objective. So one thing you can do here is also post engagements. So this is really good for social proof. So let's say you've already run an ad. Well, that has a post ID. And let's say it already got some good engagement. Well, you want to run it again. It's already got that, you know, social proof on it. It's going to look really good in the feed when people see, you know, that there's comments, likes, and shares. So you can use it for that as well. And you'll notice here it says conversions. I really don't like using anything other than the sales objective for conversions, but for some reason, they allow you to do that here. I don't know if there's any questions yet, but I'll just pause for a second to see.
Yeah, Heather, we do have a question. Someone asked, what is the difference between a post engagement and simply boosting? Like, why is that different?
It's not really different. But the thing about it is, so like, let's say you take one of your posts and you're boosting it, and then you choose to boost this way. So when you set this up, you're taking the post ID from that post and you're running it as an ad, you can't change what's already in that post. So whatever the caption is, like whatever it looks like as your post, you can't change it. You would have to change the post before you ran it as an ad. I don't know if that really answers.
I think that makes sense to me.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, like you could run an ad where you set it up, you know, like you have control over the copy. You choose to like maybe take the image that was in that post, but you're running it as a new ad. If it gets a whole lot of engagement and then you want to run that same ad again later, instead of creating a whole new ad, you can take the post ID of that ad and just run it again. So there's a place when you're setting up your ads where it says like create ad, or like I forget how it's mentioned, but it's like create it from a post or something. And then you take the post ID and just pull it in that way.
So as you can see, we had a fabulous class with Heather. It went on for 45 minutes. And if you want the full audio or all of the slides that she provided, because she even at the end gave us her secret sauce plan for getting someone up and running in a very cost-effective ad strategy that works. And again, I can attest to it. It works. Visit us over at www.podcasther.com. Join the membership. We've got monthly options and annual options, you guys. So I will see you in the community.